If you want to remain productive, fruitful in this life, and you want to have a very, very clear mind, there are certain things that you must accept. These are the realities of life, but you must accept them as opposed to trying to fight them or even trying sometimes to change them. My name is Jesse Mwai, and thank you so much for tuning to this video broadcast, and allow me to share with you a few things you must accept. The first thing that you must accept is that you're not perfect. None of us is perfect. We keep improving and we keep working on our character, the person that we are. But the truth of the matter is there is nobody who is perfect. Even the very best of us, the most spiritual of us, nobody is perfect. Sometimes the trap we put on ourselves is sometimes trying to be perfect. You know, you don't want to make any mistake. You don't want to be wrong. And sometimes we deceive ourselves. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves. Unfortunately, sometimes we also end up putting the same pressure on the people around us. We want them to behave as though they are perfect. But the truth is that I must accept, you must accept, that we are not perfect. You're not perfect. Consequently, you must also accept that you will make mistakes. Because you're not perfect, you will definitely make a few mistakes. Sometimes, because you're not perfect, that you will fail. Sometimes you will attempt some things, and sometimes you will fail. Sometimes you'll fall down flat on your face. Sometimes you'll find yourself being humiliated because we are not perfect. Life generally is not perfect. Nobody is perfect. But we thank God for His grace, that because God is not looking for perfection or calling out perfection in us, He's only asking for us to allow Him, to allow His grace to work in us. The other thing that you must accept, and I must accept, you must accept, is that not everybody will like you. In this life, you will encounter all kinds of people, from the family front, friends, acquaintances, workmates, colleagues, whatever, wherever you are, you because no man is an island. But the truth is this, I must accept, not everyone will like me. There are people who will like me, and I can assure you, majority of the people that you meet will definitely like you. You will have a relationship with them, but there will be a few here and there, scattered few here and there, who may not like you. They will not like you, and no matter what you do, it has nothing to do with you. They will simply not like you. Don't try to make them like you. You don't have to work hard. You don't have to stoop low, you know, to make them like you. And actually, you don't even have to feel bad that they don't like you. But you must accept that there are certain people who will not like you. And that is a fact of life. But then finally, one other thing that you and I must accept in this life is that sometimes life is not fair. Things don't always work out the way we expect them to. Sometimes we don't get the returns that we have worked so hard to attain. Sometimes we do not even get the promotion when we think that it should come our way. Sometimes things just work the other way. Things work the opposite. We face injustice. We face pain and struggles. And sometimes we do everything right, but things just don't always translate into what you expect them to translate, because life is not always fair. But here is the good news. Even as we accept this, the realities of life, I want to also present to you the grace of God. It is God's grace that keeps us going. His grace is always sufficient. When I'm not perfect, His grace is sufficient. When I fail, His grace is sufficient. When I face injustice, His grace is sufficient. Now, that does not mean that we live our lives maybe in a manner where we are resigned out of life and we become fatalists. That does not mean that. It means that I still do my best. I give my best. I put my best foot forward. I try my best. I work hard and I do the things that I'm supposed to do, because even though life is not perfect, even though we are not perfect, even though there are people who will not like me, God's blessings are always sure that He will always remember you and He will always come through for you. If this message has encouraged you, please go ahead. Feel free to share it with somebody so that somebody else may also receive it. And you can just hit that share button, whether you're watching on YouTube or even on Facebook, you can be able to share. And may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you.